On the line with Darren Hall, he's the Pittsburgh city manager. And Darren, I understand that you have issued a city's response to the coronavirus outbreak. What is the response for the city of Pittsburgh, Kansas?
Well, we're just trying to stay in line with the Department of Health at the county and the CDC and the instructions we get from the state. So basically, we're limiting any meetings, any gatherings that the city would be hosting or sponsoring in any facility for at least the 30 days. We're actually physically closing down Memorial Auditorium, Lincoln Center, and a few other facilities that we operate where people tend to get together. The hardest thing is we're not letting staff stay home at this point. We're full service, so everybody's working, and you know, we have 24/7 police and fire and water and sewer, so those folks won't be able to stand down at all. But City Hall is open. We are taking utility payments, and we're going to definitely waive the turnoff fee for 30 days for water, so we don't have people without water, since that's a critical part of staying healthy.
Now, to keep the social distancing, which is a new term we've been hearing a lot over the last few days, how are people able to make their utility payments to the city of Pittsburgh?
Well, we definitely want everybody to, if they can, to pay online. We do have a drop box on the side of the building, so we could accept checks. Our biggest challenge right now is cash payments. We have a large number of individuals that pay in cash, which means they need change. And so I've talked to the banks in the area. They're currently still handling cash. So what I'm guessing is, until we get a, and hopefully we never do, but if we get a positive case in Crawford County, we'll be shutting down that operation as well. But right now we are still handling cash for utility payments also.
All right. Do you have any words of advice to the residents of Pittsburgh and Southeast Kansas?
Well, the main thing is take it serious. You know, social distancing seems to be the thing that's going to possibly save our healthcare system and a lot of our individuals if we can just stay away from each other for, I guess at this point it's looking like 30 days and maybe 90 days. I'm hearing as much as 3 months, and then obviously the president said something about August. But just listen to what they're telling you. Get on every day if you can to the KDH&E website. That'll tell you if there's been a confirmed case in our county and tell you what's going on. Be careful traveling. Treat each other with respect and really, you know, wash those hands and do that 20 seconds under hot water and respect one another's space.
Do you have a website for updates?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The city's website at PITTKS.org has a link to what our policies are, what we're doing, and what our partners are doing. But the KDH&E website is a very good website as well. We have Channel 6 with Cox and Channel 406 with Crawcan. We'll be running that information all day long. Those are our public access channels.